Well, let's go down on the very small scale, Mark, and a bit of particle physics. CERN has some stories to tell.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite a milestone week for the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, which is Europe's particle physics lab in Switzerland. It's shutting down next week for about 2 years, and it's going to be upgrading so that it can smash protons with twice as much energy as it's been doing so far.
Is that really necessary? Because we've discovered the Higgs, we think, and actually at an energy that overlaps with the energy that accelerators we already had before we built the LHC could deliver. So do we need to go more powerful?
Yes, you thought we were all done, didn't you? But no, particle physics never ends. Obviously, last year there was this amazing discovery of something that is so like what was predicted to be the Higgs boson. You might as well call it a Higgs boson. But there's so much about it that physicists don't yet know. To be really sure that it is the Higgs boson that's predicted by theory, you've got to work out what its spin is, for example. They don't know that yet, and they need to keep taking more data about that. You need to know how it interacts with other particles. They just haven't seen enough of them to be able to see that yet. So by ramping up the energy, and they're ramping it up to 14 tera electron volts when they switch back on at the end of 2014. Now, that's quite a difficult number to get your head around, but what it actually means is that each bunch of protons is going to have the same energy as a motorbike traveling at about 100 miles an hour.
When you say that they're going to ramp the energy up, how do you get more energy out of a particle accelerator? How will they do that? What's physically involved, and why does it have to shut down?
You basically make the particles move faster and faster around it. They're already moving a very, very close to the speed of light. At the moment, the particles are accelerated up to about 7 megaelectron volts. This is with the huge superconducting magnets inside. Basically, you increase the magnetic field, you give them more pushes as you go around, and you just ramp up the energy. You remember E equals mc squared, 14 teraelectron volts. Those protons are going to be 14,000 times heavier than a stationary proton.
Why do we need to shut CERN down in order to do that?
Well, you remember, last year was a triumph, but back in 2008, when they first fired the thing up, it was a complete disaster. It blew up shortly after they started it. There were some loose connections, basically. So they have to strip out about 10,000 of these big electrical connections and put new ones in. They're also taking the opportunity to put in a lot more electronics in the detectors that actually sense the particles. And this is one of the things that's going to allow them to gather much more data to try and probe new physics. Particle physicists are always looking for new physics beyond what they've already seen. And one of the big things, they're going to be looking for sparticles. Are you going to ask me what sparticles are?
I just had some funny... I was thinking of Spartacus. I don't know why I think the similarity in the name, but what's one of those?
The type of particle predicted by something called supersymmetry. Our understanding of how particles work at that subatomic level is pretty good, but it can't really cope with things like gravity. It can't really describe gravity very well. And it can't even remotely come to comprehend dark matter, this unseen material that we know must be out there in the universe somewhere because we can see interacting with galaxies. But we don't know what it is, and our current theories can't describe it. Supersymmetry would be a way to resolve a lot of those problems. So far, we haven't seen any evidence of it in the LHC. But with this upgrade, you're going to be approaching the sort of energies where you really might get some clues to it.
There's also a mention in Science of these sterile neutrinos. I'd never heard of a sterile neutrino. What is one of those, and what will the LHC be doing to try and find them? Why are they important?
Well, funnily enough, this is a project that, if it's approved, it's going to cost a lot less than the LHC. It's only going to cost about $110 million. That's about 70 million quid. And it could actually be up and running within 3 years. It's kind of an extension to a facility that they already have called the Super Proton Synchrotron. That actually feeds protons into the LHC. What they propose to do is to fire the protons out of that at a target. You make neutrinos. Now, the thing about neutrinos is they have no charge and almost no mass. So they hardly interact with anything at all. You've got billions of them streaming through you from the sun every second, and they don't do anything. They come in three varieties, three different flavors, and they can swap between them. And people basically don't exactly know how they do that. Sterile neutrinos have been proposed as a sort of intermediate. They help these different flavors to swap from one form or another, but nobody's really pinned them down. This experiment would propose to do that, to find that missing link in the neutrino flavor interaction.
So what more is there to learn about these different flavors of neutrino?
Well, one of the things that we don't understand, for example, is that why is it that more of one flavour called an electron antineutrino form from these flavour switching than all the other types? For example, I was talking about dark matter before. One of the things that they could find is that these sterile neutrinos, which you'd have to invoke to try and explain this flavour switching, they might actually account for a significant fraction of dark matter in the universe. So again, it might get at two different problems in physics through the same experiment.
Mark, thanks.